KSL News Time is 6:09. Our first check of Triple Team traffic on this Monday morning over the Traffic Center. Good morning, Eddie Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. We're getting reports of a possible vehicle on fire northbound I-15 near the 5300 South exit in Murray. At this point, not seeing it, at least in the initial rush through the cameras. Just waiting to see if there's any slowing that comes from it, but that is a possibility. We've also got, as you come up into downtown, northbound I-15, supposed to have a crash near the 600 South exit, maybe just before that 6 South exit. But again, don't see any slowdowns from that either, Eric Butler.
Down in Utah County, you've got a smooth right from I-15 northbound, Spanish Fork, all the way up to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal KSL travel time of 24 minutes. If you're heading up from Saratoga Springs or Eagle Mountain to Salt Lake County, Redwood Road is looking just fine too. Heather?
Well, we've had rain all morning long through Weber and at the north end of Weber and Box Elder counties, but now it's moving south into Davis County. Your wet roads extend almost into Kaysville now, so that is definitely going to slow down your speeds. A lot of water kicking up from the tires. Please leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you. But the good news is there's still fairly light traffic flow on I-15 and Legacy Parkway. Rise Broadband, providing fast, reliable, affordable high-speed internet to Utah since 1999. Get it now for just $19.95 a month. RiseBroadband.com/SLC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.